It might not feel like it, but fewer people are riding the subway. And WNYC's Bina Shamed reports the MTA says it's hitting the bottom line.
MTA Chairman Joe Loda says there's been a dip in subway riders, but that's got nothing to do with train delays or station closures.
I don't see any connection whatsoever between ridership and service delivery.
The average number of riders dropped by more than 100,000 on weekdays in the last year. Twice as many turned away from subways on the weekends. Jackie Cohen of the Straphangers campaign says that proves bad service is to blame.
Off-peak times and on weekends is where you see irregular service, so riders are probably opting out of waiting for a train for, 20-plus minutes in search of something else.
Something like an Uber or city bike. And that means less cash for the MTA. So far this year, the agency collected nearly $20 million less than it expected from fare boxes. If nothing else changes, the MTA says it'll be more than $1 billion in the red by 2020. Beenish Ahmed, WNYC News.